myself.
They're such a well-loved family in this neighborhood. It's kind of uplifting to see the whole park full and all of the community spirit of people wanting to be together to support each other, but also so that the family knows how much support they have.
Dorchester is such a tight-knit neighborhood. We all feel like we know him.
All right, isn't that great? So many people coming together to honor, really, the Richard family, Martin Richard, the 8-year-old who was killed in the bomb blast, one of the bomb blasts at the Boston Marathon. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I hope you're hugging and holding you and yours closer and tighter and thinking about what your family's doing and where you are. Because can you imagine having an 8-year-old who is just wide-eyed, innocent, and so excited? Dad, you're racing in the marathon, and I'm going to be there at the end of the race to high-five you. And that's exactly what was happening here. In fact, the whole family, it has just been unbelievable. And you can hear how tight-knit that community was. There's Darren Paul Murphy, who came out to the vigil and talked about how special this family is. And, you know, just how awful it is where you've got his wife, Bill Richard's wife, is in the hospital, and she has a brain injury. You have the 6-year-old daughter also missing a leg because she was there, obviously, with the family as well, and she was injured. And, of course, the little boy was killed, and the neighbors are just shocked and trying to do whatever they can to help the father stay on his feet in an unbelievable time of his life, certainly not thinking that he was going to be in this situation. In the meantime, another woman has been identified, 29-year-old Crystal Marie Campbell. Originally, her father went to the hospital but was told by doctors that, hey, she's alive. She's in surgery, but when he was taken in to see her, it wasn't her. A police detective helped him out to find out what was going on, and then they learned that Crystal Marie Campbell was dead, that she was also very close in proximity to the 8-year-old little boy, and she was killed as well. The other person, they haven't identified them by name, but is said to be a Chinese national who was also in that crowd, in that grouping that was hit at the same time. And, you know, it really just makes you think where you are, crowds, all that kind of thing. In the meantime, this is what else is going on. The FBI is looking at thousands of photos, trying to see if they can piece together some things to determine whether nylon bags that were placed in trash bags to look a little less suspicious and to not stand out were what ultimately went off, because they found fragments of it. So it seems that, yes, this is what it was. They were pressure cookers that were placed in the nylon bags. That's the blast that killed the 3 people. Injured now, they're saying 176. There are so many people that lost limbs. There are people that are still in the hospital. You know, a very, very long, long list. And they're asking people who had photographs, because, of course, people fly in, they descend on Boston, they're there to cheer other people on, and they're taking pictures with their iPhones, their Androids, their cameras, whatever. So they're asking the police commissioner there, Ed Davis, is asking people to send stuff into Boston at boston@ic.fbi.gov. All the fragments, all the things that they were able to find and piece together are in an FBI lab as they're now analyzing it. But you know, while these Boston Marathon bombing victims are being remembered and people are talking about the attack and coming up with details and finding themselves still in that crush of, I can't believe that this happened. As they try to sort out who's responsible, how much closer are they to finding those people. That's why they're pleading for help and trying to hunt these people down. It seems to me that the trail is a little bit cold. We have a pair of bombings that were triggered that left this gruesome, unbelievable, chaotic scene and tragedy in Boston. And organizations are flocking around the people. They're trying to help. They're trying to help the victims, trying to figure out whatever they can do. And I think the best thing anyone can do is, if you were anywhere near there, is to get those photographs in, so that there may be something that comes up that you're not thinking about that somehow is in the background that makes some sort of difference. In the meantime, there's another thing that's happened that's pretty strange. Who knows if it's connected or not, but an envelope tested positive for ricin, which is poison, at a Washington mail stop, and this was supposed to go on ultimately to the Capitol. Remember, after 9/11, that was the kind of stuff that was happening. Remember the powder that was popping up? Some of it was fake, and some of it was real, and how scary that was. Well, this was addressed to Senator Roger Wicker from Mississippi, and if you know anything about it, it's incredibly toxic. And it was headed in that direction, but it was stopped, so they're doing some more tests on it, but they know who it was going to and ultimately what was in it. And, you know, so now they're on high alert there for some kind of biological agent, rather, the presence of that, like what was found in the envelope, as a possibility. So the Capitol Police are looking at that. They're conducting those tests, doing those chemistry tests, if you will, those biomedical research stuff that you do in a laboratory, and trying to see what they can gain from that, if anything. And are the two even related? Which they might not be. They might not be related. You wonder sometimes when something like this happens, how many other nuts out there are somehow activated to pull off something else and make it seem as though it somehow is connected. And they're not treating it like that. They're just saying that, okay, members of Congress and their staffs are on alert because of what's happened here. You can die from this poisoning. I think the exposure is anywhere from 36 to 72 hours. And there is no antidote, by the way, for the poison. So that's it. There's nothing for this. If this had gotten all the way through, and you know, who knows what could have happened there, but it might not have been. It might have been a pretty awful day, obviously, in the Capitol somewhere too as well. We just scratched the surface here on America Tonight. Coming up on this hour, we'll certainly check the mailbag. A lot of you had things to say about Boston and what you thought happened here, and obviously the bomb and the fragments and the ball bearings and the nails. You got into some of the nitty-gritty and a few other things too as well, so we'll jump to that. You can join us, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
A newcomer from Midas Resources, April 16th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,392.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,428.92, $714.46 for a half ounce, or $357.23 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,428.92, $714.46, and $357.23.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Sorting out a lot of odds and ends from the attack at the Boston Marathon, including, I'm sorry, folks, we're calling it terror. It is a terroristic act. I don't care if it's a lone wolf, homegrown, if it's Islamic terrorism, it's terrorism. Even the White House today is embracing the word terror. Why can't we say it? I would be pretty terrified if I had been there, trust me. Looking at the images again and again is just enough to make you sick, and it is a heinous, unbelievable thing that happened to those people who were going to that race. Let's go to our pal Ray in Missouri. Ray, long time no talk. How you been?
Hey, Kate. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. Thanks.
We're good here in Hannibal, too. This stuff's all sad, and my thoughts and prayers go out with all those victims.
Yes, absolutely they go out to the victims because, hey, they're running a race. They're a bunch of runners. We live in America. We're not thinking that you're going to get blown up when you go to cheer people on at a race.
We get together here on Sundays and have barbecue. Small community, but you'd hate for something like that to happen here. If you look, they're going back through the photographs. People are going through the photographs. In other countries in where this happens, in Israel and whatnot, there aren't any trash cans anymore. No public trash cans, so nobody can drop something in. And it's time that people are aware of what's going on around them, and somebody notices something like this going down, there's thousands and thousands of people there. We all need to be more aware of what's going on around us and watch for stuff like that.
I agree. What you just said right there, Ray, this is what people, this is what now you have to realize this. After 9/11, that was the big wake-up call, and there's a way, we're going to have somebody on at the end of the week talking about this, what you just need to do to be aware in all of the situations that you're in. You got to look around, you got to pay attention, you got to look for signs. I mean, it's not like we're all mini Columbos, but there are things that you can do, and we just get lulled into this, I think, false sense of security. That's what it is, and from now on, that's got to be thrown out the door. And anybody organizing anything like this, as you said, Ray, now they're moving trash cans away from a lot of events. You got to move them out. You cannot have those trash cans there. Yeah. It's just too easy to just dump something in it where you might not notice it, you know?
Yeah. And there, this is America, and you've got, I don't know what's happened in the rest of the states in the past couple of days, but locally here, I guess kids have decided it's funny to start making the soda pop bottle bombs. There's been a couple go off in the past couple of days, and that's just nonsense. It's not something that's funny. And I think we should all band together and not do anything crazy like that. It's not funny.
It's not funny. It's immature. It's stupid. It's saying people were killed. People lost limbs. People are still, they think that now everyone's going to survive. But, you know, imagine the trauma of that. So, you know, give me a break. There's no room for that. In fact, Ray, a lot of people don't realize this, but Seth MacFarlane, who has the show Family Guy, where the main character, Pete Griffin, the cartoon character, the animated character, is a Boston guy. He had a Family Guy where he was running the Boston Marathon, and he was crushing people, and there was explosions and all kinds of things happening just coincidentally. And they pulled it from Hulu and from everything else once it already aired, but they pulled everything they could. But, Ray, wouldn't you know what happens? People piece that sick stuff together and start pumping it out all over the place on social media. And MacFarlane was furious and apologized profusely to everybody in Boston and, you know, was beside himself. It was just coincidental that that happened, and the feature of his animated, you know, Family Guy thing, which is a little raw and edgy, happened to pick on the Boston Marathon.
Yeah, I actually enjoy that. I don't think he necessarily wasn't something he was planning on happening, but and not to take it to a lighter side of this, but what do we have to do now? Does the government have to put taxes on pressure cookers, like a 50%? You want to buy a pressure cooker, you got to pay 50% more in taxes to the government to give that to mental illness. I mean, we're going back to the gun thing now, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. And yeah, there's a lot of question marks, yeah.
We're right back to the theater shooting where they're saying, well, if you don't have any guns, you can't do this. And we're right back to what I taught you before, that if they don't have a gun, they're going to find some other way.
Yeah, and there you go. So that just shows you, forget about this, oh, we got to go after guns, or people are freaked about thinking one-third of Americans have guns, are worried about the guns being taken away, because here you go. Here's the example of what happens. Ray, thanks for the call. Trey in Georgia, you're up. Hello.
Hello, how you doing? I'm blown away with what happened in Boston. And, matter of fact, our local news station down here, we had a group of people who went up there to Boston to do the run. And, you know, it blows me away that this had to happen. And I was watching the news earlier. I guess they were interviewing the roommate to one of the people. You know, it's just crazy. I don't know. But, I know down here we're doing a run this weekend, I think, for the Boston people. But I don't understand. You know, I'm 22 years old, and I remember back when 9/11 happened. I was, you know, 10 years old. It blows me away with what's going on in this world. You know, innocent people trying to live a normal day. You know, and I just don't understand it. It's just.
Trey, I agree, and you're the up and coming generation, and this is, you know, this is your world, your freedom, your frontier, and it's very sad to see now what's happening, people raising really young kids and what they have to be concerned about. It's awful. I agree. It's awful that you can't go to a race. You're running. People have worked out and lost weight, got in shape, and this was their moment, and it's so sad that that happened to people that were cheering people on. It's terrible.
Yeah. And, yeah. You know, I was just watching the news and all this other stuff that's been going on within the last day or two, you know.
Yeah.
I'm curious. It's got something to do with it all. You know what I mean? I was listening to the Boston Police Scanner earlier today, and, you know, just little stuff that was happening. You know, people were finding packages in different places and stuff, you know. So now, you know what I mean? It's crazy.
It is crazy. Trey, thanks for the call. Keep listening. Good caller. And there's a lot of crazy things did happen in the day. There were campuses that were shut down because there were bomb scares. There were a lot of nutty things, and that's what I said. People trying to piggyback off of what happened and the fears of what happened in Boston and doing crazy things like Maryland courthouses were evacuated. Duke had to clear one of their buildings. And, of course, there was a crazy commotion with American Airlines. They had to ground a bunch of planes, but this had to do with their computer system. But that added to the problems, the glitches. Some people couldn't even get out of Boston. And for hours, they were in lines in New York and Dallas, you know, you name it, other people trying to wait for connecting flights. They stopped dispatching any new flights and stopped boarding new flights and stopped checking people in. And it happened in the afternoon, and it affected about 100,000 people who were flying. So, you know, what are you thinking? Think back to 9/11 when the plane is grounded. And you don't really know and realize that it has to do with the Sabre system, the system that they ultimately use for weight and measurements and everything else related to American Airlines. And unfortunately, those people were left just standing around, sitting around, trying to figure out, you know, how they were going to get to where they were going. 4 hours, 4.5 hours, some people even waited. Wow. Checking the mail next and talking about some terrorism.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention gardeners, it's that time of year again, and with food prices rising, there's never been a better time to take control of your own food supply by planting a backyard garden and growing your own nutritionally dense vegetables. Hi, I'm Brian Brody with Heirloom Solutions here in Thompson, Illinois, with a very special offer for you to kick off the 2013 gardening season. Right now, simply request our beautiful new seed catalog. Pay just $2 to help cover some of the postage costs. When When you do, three things are going to happen right away. Number one, within 24 hours, your heirloom seed catalog will be sent. Number two, we're going to deposit $20 in your heirloom solutions account. Number three, you'll also receive three hard-hitting reports valued at $75. Our cash garden report, our food shock report, and our diatomaceous earth report. Go to the website right now, freeheirloomseeds.com. Get $20 in free seeds. Go to freeheirloomseeds.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganix is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
Level of the threat of IEDs in the U.S., pressure cookers used to deliver these deadly bombs, and you know ultimately what they're going to uncover, the FBI and what they're working on, and you know think of all the sporting events and places where certainly there is vulnerability in the United States. Our pal down under, Jack Alexander, joins us, and Jack knows about this kind of stuff, of course. He's an expert, if you will, in this area when we're talking about impoverished terror weapons, Tech 101, basically. It's a course that he taught, believe it or not. Jack, so when you look at this and you're hearing what happened with this bomb, with the pressure cookers, what can you tell us about that?
Well, the main purpose of the pressure cooker is because it's a pressure vessel. It allows the charge to build up a greater explosive force. If they're using some of the lower order explosives, like many of the media have been passing around, like black powder or the modern gunpowder, it helps amplify the boom. And it also is, given that a lot of pressure cookers these days are made out of aluminum, they fragmentate easy, also adding to the shrapnel that included in this blast.
Yeah, the and you can get this stuff, as you're talking about, black powder, gunpowder, all that, obviously, soda bottle coated in ball bearings or shrapnel and whatever. It's easy to make. You can get this at any, if you will, any Home Depot or Walmart or whatever, right?
Oh, yeah. I would be not surprised that in your cleaning cabinet you have the precursor chemicals for a sarin-like nerve agent in the garage, in amongst the regular fluids for your motor vehicle. You've got components to make napalm-like fluids and so on. It's truly frightening just how easy it is to get your hands on this stuff, and the knowledge has been around for a long, long time. I mean, when I started learning about this, this was pre-internet. Now, you know, we've got the internet, and, you know, a lot of this information is available on the net. There's also a lot of suspect information out there as well, posing as real information, and, you know, it definitely falls into the category of do not try this at home.
Yeah, do not try this at home. And then, of course, the thing is, Jack, and this is the first thing I'm wondering, and from all the reports and looking at photographs and trying to figure it all out, how did they set this off? Where? How do you get the devices, you know, what kind of devices could have been used to set off the bombs?
Look, there are a lot of devices that could have been used. Cell phones have been common for terrorists around the world now since the advent of cell phones. Where they used to use mechanical timers, that they've now moved to the digital alarm clocks and digital timers because there's no ticking for the dogs to pick up on. And, you can simply interface into where the wires would come out for the speaker for the alarm. Some of these electronic initiating devices are very sensitive. It does not take a lot of current to get these devices to trigger and to then set off the primary charge.
Yeah, wow. And then trying to recover it, which is obviously what they're trying to piece together at the FBI lab, they might not be able to find all the, they might not know the triggering agent, right?
Look, with every explosive and every charge that I've set off, there will always be something of it to track down, to reconstruct enough on how, or more than likely, what it was used to initiate it. Whether it was a cell phone, I know the FBI has subpoenaed cell phone records for all the towers in the area to see if there is a, they'll check for a corresponding thing there. And with burn phones so popular in the United States, might be a little bit hard to track down. As I said, the simple digital timer, you've probably got one in your kitchen that you bought from Radio Shack to time cooking your eggs.
Yeah,
It is very simple. Simple tripwires that you can make out of monofilament fishing line. I mean, fishing line is incredibly thin. Sewing thread. There's just so, you are only limited, or not you, but the terrorist is only limited by how warped and twisted their imagination is.
Yeah, which is so frightening. You sent me a list of stuff, and it's interesting, talking about IEDs can be used to disperse chemical, biological, or radiological agents. And one of the things that happened during the day is ricin was sent to Senator Wicker. They intercepted it and have gone through the testing, and I just talked about that. But that's deadly. There is no antidote to that, as I said. If you get that, that's it. But there are others as well, aren't there?
Oh, look, there's a lot of other things. Anthrax is a naturally occurring biotoxin. It comes in spore form. It's quite prevalent in agricultural communities if you have the know-how to extract it. That could be easily carried. I mean, you saw how the smoke from these charges, if you've seen the video, how quickly it dispersed. Ricin or anthrax or a chemical agent like finely ground up chlorine could have been dispersed all over that area, or even a radiological agent, the poor man's nuke, the dirty bomb. It's just absolutely frightening how low tech these devices are, but just how devastating their effects can be.
Yeah, boy, scary, scary stuff. And, you know, we should tell people that, you know, you really do have expertise in this area because you served in a war. Tell everybody about your experience.
I'm a 10-year veteran of the Australian Army Special Air Service Regiment. I primarily dealt with counter-terrorism operations and improvised weapons and munitions. And, you know, when I, in those peaceful times that you have when you're special forces, I spent my time devising improvised weapons and then devising the counteraction to that and then lecturing on that within the Australian Army.
Yeah, and you weren't, so you're not surprised by some of the things that have popped up because you've tinkered with that for so long and you saw that there are lots of ways, as you said, whatever the twisted mind can come up with, you saw some of that, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, and if I can think of it, you can bet that somebody else has already thought of it. And there was a lot, when I was researching this back in the mid-80s, When I got into this field, there were a lot of publications coming out of the Middle East, many of them translated from Israeli military text on how these devices are made. After all, the Israelis have been dealing with terrorism for a very, very long time and have become quite proficient at it. And, you know, many special forces troops are taught how to make these explosives, you know, to go into an area and make it look like somebody else did the deed. It's just one of those things that's been around for a very long time. I mean, we've been improvising war since day dot.
Yeah, so true. So sad. Very sad to think of, like you say, the twisted mind and things that you can come up with, and now what we're seeing and things that I think it's good to be alerted to. Jack, just terrific information. Thanks for coming on with us, of course, and for all your fine work. We appreciate it.
Anytime, Kate.
Thank you. All right, so Jack, as he said, it's Special Forces, and he would mess around with this stuff so he could actually teach it in Australia, so he'd be able to arm the guy certainly with the facts, so they knew what to look for. Which we see, how do you look for all these really sometimes elusive things, like Jack was saying, when you're talking about the wires? We've seen that in Afghanistan, and how often it doesn't look as though there's anything there, and it's that clear fishing line, nothing that sets off an IED, and this is particularly scary, and it's very scary, obviously, what happened at the marathon, because, as somebody pointed out, looking at the fact that you have a lot of people grouped in, moving around, it's a very fluid situation, you had the trash cans, but you also had lots of people with backpacks at that event, because that's what they're doing, they're throwing things in a backpack, waiting for someone to cross the finish line or hanging out with their friends or whatever. It was a common sight, so it would be easy enough. And whoever did this knew the timing, as I was saying the other day. They knew when the biggest pack of people would come through because it would be easier to hit more people at once. Not when the elite runners came through who would win the race, but really the bulk of the runners who were average recreational decent runners would come in so that they would go off at that time. Just, again, still so shocking. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to head to the mailroom. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cookpot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Items that were found as they're piecing together, the FBI is Robert Mueller, the FBI director, and Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano on the Hill for a talk about cybersecurity, but the briefing also really morphed into more about Boston and the bombings, and it's one of the things that the FBI is looking at, rebuilding the bomb, piecing it all together, and they found different traces of different things as we just were talking about with Jack, how easy it would be to piece something together that could do what it did to the people that were there at the Boston Marathon. Plenty of you had a lot to say centering around Boston, but a few other things as well that we'll throw in. So it's time to check the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one from Greg in Virginia, and Greg says, yo, Ms. Delaney, loving the show, but I have to say I am saddened and have a sick heart for the people of Boston. You know, I treasure every moment here on Earth, and I really feel like I embody carpe diem. And so many of us might take that for granted now that more and more we're starting to see crazy things happen. Our radar needs to be 100% up. We can forget not calling it terror. I don't care who did it. It is a terroristic act. And the bottom line is, when you're in public, you have to be extra aware, especially in big crowds, not to be paranoid and not to fearmonger here. But life is just not the same in America in a few key areas. And one of them is watching out in big crowds. Of course, the marathon was a perfect place for somebody to pull this off, knowing that we would be lulled into a false sense of security, because certainly, why would you ever hit a marathon? Yeah, you know, that's what we keep saying. You're not thinking that. Does this mean that we could see more of a threat of some kind of IED devices, that kind of stuff? Because there you can hit a group of people. It's interesting because of the conversations we've had again and again over guns and all this gun legislation that's coming up and who's on board and let's get rid of 100 different varieties of so-called assault-type weapons and let's ultimately have these bigger, badder background checks, you know, where we're backed up in the first place and haven't gone through some of the checks that we already have, some of the regulations we already have on the books. But with the big struggle and the tug of war over guns in this country, here you go. This is something that happened that had nothing to do with guns, which proves the point that we often say here in America tonight. Listen, somebody wants to do something horrific, there are ways to do it, and this is what's happened. So how big is the threat of seeing something like this crop up more at other venues and other high-profile areas, you know, these kind of bombs, because it's so easy to make. You can target large gathering, and you can inflict, let's face it, mass casualties, and that was the idea here. It had everything in it, nails, ball bearings, all that stuff, knocking people out. That was obviously the idea, and they hit the intended targets for sure. Let's move on to this one from Roger in Illinois. Roger says, Kate, I'm watching what the FBI is doing with these fragments and what they say they've gotten from a backpack and all the analysis. You know, in the final analysis, I would say that how do you really police any kind of a big event? If somebody wants to do harm and they've cased the place out over and over again, you have to figure they did their homework. They're going to find a way in. I hate to say it, but isn't it true? You often talk about traveling in the TSA and how you feel as though it's a joke, and I'd have to agree with you. We can tighten the security up as much as we want, but how many people can you actually surround the runners with in a marathon in the first place? So good luck in saying that we'll secure future sporting events. Yeah, you know, Roger, here's the thing. When 9/11 happened, just a little kaleidoscope of what I was doing, I was at, and I've said this before in the show, but just quickly, I was at WFAN in New York. And then you go out to Shea Stadium. It was called Shea Stadium. Then it was Shea Stadium or Yankee Stadium. And, man, they're checking everything. They're checking your backpacks. They're doing all that sort of stuff. And you go through the stadium. But I kept thinking, even then, even in New York, if somebody wants to get in a back door, they find a way to get in catering. They find something to be able to come in. It's just like being an employee at the airport, going through the back channels. That's what I think would happen or could happen. So you can't go around paranoid. You have to be alert. If more people are alert, maybe they catch something. Maybe they see something that's strange. you know, pretty much that's what they're saying in airports. You hear that all the time. If you see something suspicious, or if you see backpacks, things unattended, and that's where we're at now. I mean, this is what it is. We're at that point where we all have to just be a little more alert. And I hope they catch this coward or cowards or whoever it is that detonated this by likely timers and set off these two bombs. The remains of this pressure cooker found at the scene of the marathon at the finish line, and the shredded black backpack and the pellets and the ball bearings. I mean, pretty much there you go. But in trying to take the parts that they found, the partial circuit board, all of that would be used to set this thing off. And, you know, so is it a domestic deal? Is it something else? I guess at this point you can assume what you want, but there's no hardcore facts as to who it is right now. All right, here's another one. This one from Jake in Austin. He emails us frequently. Hey, Jake, how you doing? A big shout out. And Jake says, man, you got a feel for those people in Boston. I checked on the blood supply, and there's nothing you can do as far as that's concerned. They had plenty of blood, and that's the good news with so many people donating in the past. There wasn't any shortage of that. But I think there is a need to try to help those people, Kate. And more there are fundraisers and things that are being held. And I would say just be on the lookout for that and look for, you know, even the Red Cross. Well, the Red Cross, of course, you can always go to their website, and they've got information on that and donating to the Red Cross. And the Salvation Army does the same thing. In Massachusetts, they have a thing called One Fund Boston, One Fund. And what they're doing there is it's a Boston-based insurance company. John Hancock, for example, commits $1 million to the fund. It's raising money for the families affected by the bombings, because that's the thing. There's people, tragically, that are going to have to get prosthetic limbs and recover, go through all kinds of therapy. So that's where I think the money particularly would be very, very helpful to the people who have been affected by this horrific bombing. So look for that. Look for those ways that you can donate and help out, to be sure. Definitely, definitely chip in, do what you can, and man, our hearts go out to those people.
You know, my mother used to say, long time ago, whenever there would be any catastrophe that was in the movies or on the air, she would say, always look for the helpers. There will always be helpers, you know, even just on the sidelines. That's why I think that if news programs could make a conscious effort of showing rescue teams, of showing who medical people, anybody who is coming into a place where there's a tragedy, to be sure that they include that. Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.